just a quick reminder, what does herd immunity mean?
Well, herd immunity actually is a term that's often misunderstood and misused. Really, it's the point at which you get the degree of immunity in a group such that if an infected person is introduced into that community, the spread will be very little and will eventually die out. So in some sense, it also refers to a phenomenon where people who are not immune are protected by the number of people who are around them who are immune. So herd immunity really refers to the ability of an epidemic to, first of all, protect the unprotected, and for the virus to spread and increase versus spread and eventually die out.
You know, we hear a lot of numbers associated with herd immunity. What is your best estimate of what California needs to reach that goal?
Well, it really isn't a black and white target. What we need is, because the other issue that we have to remember is whether a group has achieved herd immunity depends on which herd you're a part of. So as a state or as a county, you could have very, very high levels of immunity, but there could be pockets and regions and neighborhoods that are not as good. And those make a big, big difference. So it isn't just the overall numbers that we need. It's the penetration. It's the degree of immunity we get in small communities that interact a lot with each other. We don't really know what the target number is. But what we know is that because variants are changing, immunity is changing, but certainly we want to see it as high as we can. I would say 90% would be great. 95% would be better. But even as we speak, we're only at something in the range of 70% statewide. The numbers are coming down of cases and of deaths very steeply. So that's a really good sign. And the higher we can get it, the better.
Are you surprised that we are at sort of that about two-thirds of Californians have antibodies at this point, and that would be between previous infections and vaccinations? Or is it something you expected?
Well, I think I'm pleasantly surprised the increase in the last month. If we could go another 20%, that is go from 68% to 88% in the next month, that would be fantastic. That said, just having antibodies doesn't mean that people are necessarily completely protected. You'll get antibodies after the first shot of two, and it doesn't tell us how long immunity will last, and it doesn't tell us exactly what the resistance will be to the variants, although it really does seem that the vaccines are working very well to prevent serious sickness and death from the variants. You can still get infected, but it doesn't seem to do very much, and that's really good news.